Has it been recording, I hope?
It is starting right now. When I left, we were just going to begin talking about some outbuildings. You mentioned a lot, a granary
And a
and
shed
barn
and a
and shed.
barn.
But anything else that you left out, or I guess they didn't have indoor plumbing in those days.
Oh, no.
So
So we had an outhouse
was that what you called it?
most of the time, or a toilet, or we had called ours a star house because Daddy made a star in the top for the air to escape from it real well.
That's good.
Little girl's house or something.
Well, any other buildings for any other types of animals, maybe? Or?
Well, they might have a shop or a blacksmith house or something, for doing those kind of.
What about for chickens?
Oh, yes, chicken house.
Is that what they call it? Is that different than a coop, or?
A lot of people call it a coop. We think of a coop as a small little inverted V that you put the chickens in, a hen in when she has small chickens.
I see. So,
Keep them cooped up.
the house is something much bigger than.
Yes.
So,
Roosts and nests in it.
you had both, I guess, or?
Yes.
Okay. And let's see, where were we? We talked all about ranchers' tools. Were there any more ranchers' tools that
Well,
we?
they had forges and what did we say that what do we sh
Anvils.
and anvils, of course, for there were quite good am I trying to say? What's oh blacksmiths such as that, because they had to do their own work.
They had this right here in town.
We're on the ranches.
And do you remember the first automobile you had?
Oh, yes. I remember the first one I ever saw. There was a bridge down here, and my brother and I were sitting out there playing house to keep the pigs from coming over town. So I had to hold my I had to hold my dolls out there on the bridge, and here came this thing down around the hill. Oh, we just thought it was coming so fast. We grabbed our tables and chairs and everything that we were playing out there. Ran off to the side of the road. He must have been coming 15 miles an hour or something. That was the first one I ever
All at
saw.
15 miles an hour.
And the first one I ever drove was with my grandfather, and we were going up here, and it was quite rough road. And I said, "Grandpa, how do you drive easier?" And he said, "Well, if you wouldn't drive so fast."
So, how fast would they go? But the fastest.
Oh, 20 or I suppose 30 miles an hour is really cutting down the road.
Now, were any of the roads paved?
Oh no.
When did they do that?
Well, the first train came into Warland in 1911, and at that time, I must tell you this, the conductor, there was a lot of people watching, and the conductor said, "Look out, we're going to turn it around." But I don't know when they started paving roads. They graveled them. I suppose the road to Warland was graveled when, possibly by 1920. But paving came lots later than that. First, it was in 26 or so that my dad and them were making this road over the mountains to Buffalo.
That's quite a road.
Yes,
I've
you
been
came
over
over.
there. I think they started oiling the roads along there in the 40s.
40, do you think?
I think so. They
Possibly.
started oiling them then?
About from 1940.
I see.
Somewhere in there. Between 40 and 50, I think.
Oh no, what was the first car you ever owned?
A Model T.
It's a Model T.
My folks owned. And that was when we were working up there on the road, and I remember they were going to let me learn to drive. Of course, I was going uphill, I put lots of gas on. Then when I went down, we went pretty fast.
And you remember any others that you own?
Grandpa had a Dodge, and